Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. Yeah. This ain't no video game, yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound, so point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Remedies.
That's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Again.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God,
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master. Take a class again, cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask them in. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah. I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel it, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers, and you can't hold us down. We hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
Money,
military, college.
All right. Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Thursday, August the 3rd of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time really explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to do a part two. What we talked about yesterday, we want to continue down, get into the physics of it a little bit more, the math of it. I just want to break it down for you a little bit deeper, so that way you can understand the importance of what is taking place right now in the world that we are living in. We're living in a very exciting age. Hopefully you are excited as I am. Hopefully the sound and everything is coming through okay. It's very important, brothers and sisters, that this particular, the science and the spirituality, along with the biology, when you put all three of them together, then you have a three-stranded cord that is not easily broken. It's really easy to talk about certain things from a spiritual perspective, It's difficult to follow or to talk about it from a science perspective, and it may be difficult to follow or from a biological perspective. But when you tie them all three together, when you tie them together, you get a three-stranded cord that is not easily broken. And so today we're talking about one strand of that cord. We're looking at the science behind it. And we want to really look at the science behind understanding, having a really clear understanding of what is called the IVB, and breaking that down and what that does or how that interchanges or interacts. So this is the physics of a neutrino. And it's very difficult to actually spot or to find or to understand the physics behind these neutrinos, but it can be done. And so today we want to explain that process. Not difficult, because we're not going to get into like breaking down the numbers or the math behind it. We want to get into a spiritual overview of it, because, again, it's very important to understand, because this is taking place with the planet, and it's also affecting you. So it's affecting your health, it's affecting your wealth, it's affecting your attitude, the way you walk, the way you talk. All of these particles are affecting you. So let's jump in and talk about, under open understanding, this new wave of particle physics or waveform physics, or what is called the ghost particle. So the ghost particle is a neutrino. So there is a steady stream, again, of particles from a supergiant star that explodes and produces all of this blinding light. And these explosions took place 100, you know, million years ago in some instances. And these neutrinos, again, is simply the universe expressing itself. It is like God expressing itself. And so all of these tiny particles that have all of this energy is just being spread out. So it is very, 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 you know, interesting from a astrophysics perspective when you look at this massless subatomic particle that carries no electrical charge, and it is not affected by the electromagnetic spectrum. So the neutrino is neither attracted to, from a gravitational point of view, a proton nor electron. And it doesn't interact with the electromagnetic field. But a neutrino pops in and out of reality. Now, this, brothers and sisters, is what Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. I'm explaining Hebrews 11, 3 from a scientific perspective. And this is so important, because this is what your brain does. Your brain, your RAS, the reticular activating system, activates the neutrinos that give the identity to what you and I believe or don't believe. In other words, Hebrews 11:3 talks about that your faith does something. Your faith activates or gives these tiny, tiny electromagnetic specs character or its identity. Now, this is extremely important, because the neutrino is what gives the world that we live in its identity. It gives you, it makes us, so to speak. So when we look at Hebrews 11:3, it says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed. So it is through faith. Now, faith is a strong belief. Faith is like what I like to call a knowing. So when you have this strong belief, or you have this strong knowing, it does something to the universe. In this case, it does something to a neutrino. See, all particles are derived from the interaction of light, from the electromagnetic spectrum. And so there is a sea of particles, or what they call quantums of light. And these light particles exist, but they don't take on a expression or a frequency until faith is introduced. So the IVBs that we are talking about today, and an IVB, we're talking about an intermediate vector boson. It is a box. They call it the workhorse. There's a WIVB, and then there is an SIVB. Then there is what is called, again, the W stands for weak. The S stands for strong. These affect what is called a leptons, quarks, and neutrinos. So the W interacts with or transforms the identity of the charge of a neutrino. Now, let me explain what I just said. There is a transformation that is produced by a WIVB, which is called a weak intermediate vector boson. So these vector bosons, again, are very small particles that make up what is called space-time, or it makes up space. And so it makes up atoms. It makes up life. It creates. So from inside of the vacuum, these IVBs, they interact when an observer observes them through thought, meaning when you have a belief, you command a boson, you command a lepton, you command a meson, you command a baryon, a B-A-R-Y-O-N. All of these are subatomic particles. Now, the Bible says that everything that we see, well, let me continue reading, Hebrews 11:3. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So the things that you see are made from things that are not seen. These things that you can't see, they're called subatomic particles. These subatomic, now again, from a physics perspective, when we're looking at it from a physics perspective, it's very important to understand, because this adds what I call dunamis power. Because when you get the biology, when you get the physics or the science, and you get the Bible or the biblical or the spiritual, then you have a three-stranded cord. So when you're speaking with someone, you can speak with dunamis power because you understand what you're talking about. So there is a virtual particle C that is called a vacuum. And so in this virtual particle C, there is what they call a quantum fluctuations inside the vacuum. So the vacuum, again, is what they call polarized by the presence of the parent particle. Now, a parent particle is an IVB. And so these IVBs, these intermediate vector bosons, again, they change the identity. They get the identity from a neutrino. And the neutrino is being sent by the big G. And so your identity is being changed like the big G. So the parent, the big G, as I like to call, the God of gods, is sending these particles through the sun. And these particles are changing the identity of, again, the mindset, the energy, the spirit, the soul, which is made up of mind, will, emotion, imagination, and intellect. The identity of it, it takes upon what they call a nuclear reaction. So this, on a quantum level, fluctuates based upon you. So today you believe in God for blank, but tomorrow you're not. So the quantum realm pops in and out. Now, they have this waveform particle theory that is based upon a theorem by, again, understanding what I have in my book called The Standard, and Dr. Gabriel Ayibo's work called GAGU, which is, again, God Almighty Grand Unification Theorem. It's no longer a theory. So the neutrinos oscillate. There was a great book, Through the Eyes of a Neutrino. This book was written by a German gentleman. So according to this book, through the eyes of a neutrino, the mass of a neutrino distinguishes it from other neutrinos. Now, a neutrino oscillates or vibrates, and it vibrates between what is called three leptons, or three mass states. Now, notice the number three. As I've talked about, you see this all throughout the universe. And so the unified field theory, I'm not really a fan of, just like the string theory and all of these theories. I like theorems because theorems are mathematically and scientifically proven. It's a complete circle. So based upon this particular theorem, the mass determines what is called the identity. So a neutrino can exhibit three different states of mass or identities based upon, again, the genes or the generic level of what is called a lepton, which is another subatomic particle. So what am I saying? I am saying that you change or you manipulate subatomic particles. You can't manipulate photons, but you manipulate the subatomic particles that make up the photons. So it is very important that if we look at what is called a singlet in physics, a singlet is unlike light. Light is a massive particle that produces what they call fermions, F-E-R-M-I-O-N. So a quantum, now remember, Yahushua says, I am the light. He did not say, I create light. He said, I am light. So whenever you are aware, or whenever a few people get together, remember, one standing alone is easily defeated, two standing back to back can conquer, a three-stranded cord is not easily broken. It's the law of large numbers. Again, it's called mass consciousness. So it produces what is called an electrical lepto quark, which is an lepton and lepton and a quark. Now, what does that mean in English? That simply means that these particles, again, they pair together to form a photon. Photons, they carry and they bear charge, but neutrinos don't. So all, now again, we're talking about an electrical charge, because remember, certain charges draw things, and then they also push things away. That's why you ever notice in relationships, when you all in, the other person is all out. When you all out, the other person is all in. That is because on a subatomic level, the subatomic particles. Now, remember, when you are all in, you push the other person away. When you are all out, you pull the other person to you. That's why they say the person who loves the least controls the most. But the key is what is called mutual love and respect. So on a subatomic level, the physics of love breaks down to mutual respect and mutual love. Because, again, if it's not mutual, then you're pushing the subatomic particles away. And when you withdraw your subatomic particles, you're pulling them to you. So when a person withdraws their energy in a relationship, the other party, the other neutrinos, they get excited. They get interested because why? There's a vacuum. So inside of the vacuum, you create a vacuum when you pull away, and it pulls your mate towards you. But it's temporary because it's not sustainable. Since, again, this is why relationships are very difficult, because people don't understand the physics of love. If you understood the physics of love, if you understood the physics of relationships, then there would be no problems, because you understand how the IVBs and the particles work inside of love. So what does that mean in English? Well, in basic English, if we again, remember the terms always find the terms, whatever you do, because everything in the universe is based upon laws. You are violating them. That's why your wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships are not working. Now, I violated all of the laws because I didn't know. That's why I've been studying this. That's why I make it my job, because, again, I violated so many laws it should be illegal. Because I didn't know anything about mutual respect. I didn't know anything about mutual love. I thought that everything was like a con game, meaning that because see, everybody was fake and phony where I grew up at. Nobody was real. Nobody was authentic. There was no mutual respect. You respected the person that was the biggest. So where I grew up at, if you could beat somebody up, you got respect. If you couldn't beat nobody up, you didn't get no respect. But that's not how the universe works. The universe works on this process where two or more subatomic particles respect or do what they call, they have a reciprocal relationship. So the neutrinos work on this reciprocality. It is the ability to relate. It is the relationship of two or more things that hold a common or shared interest. This common or shared interest, again, is based upon Hebrews 11:3. So you establish and you control the subatomic particles that make up the photons that is the quantum. So the quantum realm pops in and out of reality based upon your thoughts. So today you're thinking good, boom, good things pop out. Tomorrow you're thinking bad, the good things pop in, the bad things pop out. This goes on every day, all day. You control your reality. But unfortunately, nobody understands the science behind the physics of how that works. It's based upon what is called a reciprocal charge. Now, the reciprocal charge in physics, again, means that it's a mutual charge. So a mutual charge is a charge that both parties, both subatomic particles, again, get something in exchange. It is a mutual. Now, see, that's the problem. The problem is that most relationships, they are based upon a mutual. One party is giving more than the other. So if you are in a relationship, you are violating universal law when you give more and your mate doesn't give. So if you continue to do that, you're going to be hurt. Why? You're violating universal law. So all photons are alike. Now, this is very important. This messed up my theology. This is called the debt of light in physics. Light or love produces debt. That's why the Bible says love demands a response. Now, the response is probably not going to be the one that you want. But it demands a response. What does that mean in physics? The physics of love, again, is the physics of the new energy. Because the new energy that's being sent here on Earth is love, joy, peace. It is, this new energy creates a debt. So most people are aware that there is an electrical charge that is produced. But most people are not aware that a neutrino, because they never heard of a neutrino, we've heard of atoms. We've heard of protons and neutrons and electrons, but we haven't heard of subatomic particles, bosons, mesons, quarks, you know, quinones. We haven't heard of those. And so what's important for you to understand is that this reality that we live in, this manifestation, this creation of matter is the result of charges that produces debts of light. So in other words, whenever there is light or love, there is a debt that is created. You owe me. And so the identity of a photon is nameless or blank. In other words, light, all photons are alike. You cannot distinguish one photon from another until you add a neutrino. That is what, again, separates photons into different levels or different energies. So all love is alike. You cannot identify love until you add, again, what is called a superposition or superimposed identical photon. So a photon is a quantum of light. What does that mean? That means that everybody loves. So there are different types of love. There's strange love, there's erotic love, there's zoe, there's five different types of love. What separates the types of love? Neutrinos. So the neutrino is the thing that identifies light. It separates it. So a photon has its own particles, but they, again, are changed when they are attached by a neutron or a neutrino. So what does that mean for everyday life? That means that you love everybody. But there is a charge that is produced that produces a debt when there's an energy exchange, a mutual exchange of energy. So when the energy is mutually exchanged, again, it produces an identity, the debt of identity. That's how you know I'm in love, because you are in debt. The reason that you are in debt is because there's a mutual exchange of energy. That means that I want to treat you the way you want to treat me. I don't want to disrespect you. Because, again, you're different from this other person. Now, everybody's, again, based upon Hebrews 11:3, everybody's definitions is different. So you cannot generate or you cannot create something that is not there. It's fake. Mutual, again, is a big word. Because that means that the respect is not one-sided. The love is not one-sided. The caring is not one-sided. The trust is not one-sided. If you are in a one-sided relationship, then that's not mutual. That means that you're not in a relating. You're not relating. Because both parties should be mutually. Now, what establishes this, again, is a neutrino. Why do I keep saying that? Because the flux mix of neutrino identifies or reflects what is called the state of the identity. That simply means that the state of the identity of the neutrino changes, or it can change. And we all know that because our moods change. So that's why Hebrews 11 is so important. Hebrews 11 is the Faith Hall of Fame. So from a physics perspective, the father is saying, I don't want these lopsided relationships, so I'm going to send 10 trillion neutrinos a second. That's what the scientists are saying is hitting the earth. 10 trillion neutrinos a second are bombarding the earth right now as we speak. And these neutrinos are changing the standard every day. The standard is changing. There's a new sheriff in town. These neutrinos are coming and they change. Now, remember, the purpose of a neutrino is to give identity to light. If you don't get nothing else from all of this physics stuff, just remember one thing. The purpose of a neutrino is to give identity or to change the identity of light, to change the identity of love, to change hate into love. That's what a neutrino does. A neutrino collides with radioactive or antiparticles, and it changes them. It changes the identity. And the neutrino has the ability to do something that nothing else can do because it is neutral. The neutrino doesn't take sides. And so what changes the neutrino? Remember we talked about it yesterday. Phonics. So your frequency or your wave or your vibration, again, changes or manipulates or limits the neutrino's power. The neutrino comes into the universe with an identity already. Now, I'm using the word identity because I don't want to attach an emotion to it. Because emotions are energy in motion. So an emotion is a neutrino in motion. So most people can't control their emotion because they don't understand the physics of the neutrino. And so when we talk about the physics of a a neutrino, we got to go further down the rabbit trail of this neutrino so you can understand. I talked about these leptons, these quarks. These are all subatomic particles that carry force. They carry frequency. They carry waves. They carry vibration. They carry God. This is how God expresses and exposes. That's what Hebrews 11:3 basically is saying as well. And so when we look at these neutrinos, the role of a neutrino in creation is for it to basically emphasize particles. So a neutrino carries the identity charge that produces what they call the debt of life. Remember, light is ambiguous. It's just white light. It's only when it hits a prism that is fractured. So we're talking about a light before it hits the prism. The neutrino has an identity. The identity of a neutrino, again, is implicit and explicit. Man, this is deep. A neutrino has an implicit charge, and it has an explicit charge. They form what is called the identity. And so the identity pops in and out of what they call the quantum fluctuation. So neutrinos oscillate. Remember, I always talk about becoming a single standing column of waveform energy. That means that you oscillate, that you are vibrating. So remember, a neutrino vibrates on different identities. So what does that mean? That means that your mindset affects the identity of the neutrino. That, again, gives you light, which also represents knowledge, and it also represents the ability to see. So, in other words, there is no information in the particle realm. The fundamental bit of information is the identity that is in the subatomic realm. Now, I'm reading out of this book that I mentioned earlier, and this is very important. There are rungs, and then... Now, let me just read it. The elementary particle spectrum, we call it the electromagnetic spectrum, however, is a leptonic series of electrons, muons, and tau, T-A-U, and sometimes a leptoquark. They are distinguishable one from another. They are not alike. They occupy different rungs, R-U-N-G, on the quantum ladder are the electromagnetic spectrum of a massive leptonic elementary particles. And these antiparticles or subatomic particles are also distinguishable by their charge or their spin. Hence, the information debt that comes from the identity. So the photon sea. In the book of Revelation, it talks about the sea of humanity. This is what they talk about, the photon sea. That means it's just a group of hue, which means light. There's a bunch of light beings. So in the sea of photons, they are all covered or they all carried by the same charge until an observer changes them, meaning you, with your brain. Then they take on an identity. So it goes on and it says, in these massive leptons, the charge is hidden or it is implicit. The neutrino is the explicit or the bare form of the identity charge. The neutrino is the carrier of the identity. Otherwise, they could only be carried by the particle itself or neutralized by the antiparticle. In other words, if you don't have a neutrino that gives you an identity, you're going to be neutralized by an antiparticle, anti-God. We know him as Lucifer or Lucifer. In other words, you ain't got no power. It goes on to say the identity being being on a specific rung of the elementary particle quantum ladder or spectrum requires a carrier of a specific rung, RUN, either RUNG, either the particle itself or a specific neutrino. What does that mean in English? That means that you have a particular quantum space or quantum ladder. There is a specific space that you occupy that you occupy on this ladder, based upon physics. That's based upon the information that you provide from how you think. And so your thoughts change subatomic particles. That is basically all I'm saying. So if something is going wrong in your life, if something is going positive in your life, we could sit there and we could talk about the physics of it, and we just all get lost, myself included. But the one thing that I do understand and that I want you to understand, if you don't understand anything else, brothers and sisters, is that you are the author and the finisher of your own fate. You have to understand one thing. We talk, and there's a lot of information that flows around the universe. And all of this information has an effect on you. You take in information all day through your five senses. And this information, again, is affecting how the neutrinos are affected on your spirit. The neutrinos that are being sent of a information that is the original code of the original Eve or the original G. Now, it changes the mitochondria DNA inside of your mitochondria. Neutrinos do. The DNA is the matriarchal or the mother. So the mother's DNA is separate. It's only found inside of the mitochondria, totally separate from your other DNA. This DNA nobody talks about. This is the identity. This is where, again, because this is the feminine expression. Because, again, the womb is the stargate, if you will. The womb, the female womb, is where this frequency is changing the structure of the womb, meaning inside of the blood that forms on side of the uterus, there are small particles that are interacting with light that producing a different structure. Now, doctors know this. Physicists know this. That's why they are coming up with all of this different stuff to affect the female's womb. Because, again, inside of the womb is where life takes place. The life-giving source is the womb. Now, most of the rituals in all of the ancient texts talks about this power of renewal, power of rebirth, power of resurrection that is associated with the womb, because the womb is very similar to the word tomb. And so without understanding how the transferring of this information from myth to science takes place, this for me is the Holy Grail. Because the Holy Grail is what everybody's really, really, really talking about. I'm talking about the one percenters. They're trying to figure out how to get telomeres off their DNA. Like in the movie Limitless, they want to be able to, like in the movie Lucy, they want to operate 100% of their brain with no effect to their DNA. See, when you operate on that level, it derivals the DNA. It actually shortens your lifespan, unless you are of a certain blood type. So all of the ancients understood that there was a certain ritual, for lack of a better term, which just means there is a certain way that you should oscillate or vibrate that will allow you to maximize and take a full advantage of the atmosphere that God is sending. So let's break down some of the things that you should be doing, specific things. We did all the physics. We talked about all of the science behind subatomic particles and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Now, I like that stuff, but I know most people could care less about the physics behind it. Talk about the things that you do care about. In the ancient texts, all of the shamans were women. Now, all the shamans are men. In the ancient texts, all of the deities were primarily were primarily feminine or female. They had wombs. It's interesting how now wombs don't occupy no positions of authority. And so without really understanding the power that is found inside of understanding how neutrinos work, especially if you are a woman, because these neutrinos are having a huge effect on your uterus, which is having a huge effect on the reduction of certain hormones that is limiting your harmony, because your hormones produces harmony. And so you have to understand how this process works. So number one, you have to stop calcifying and start clarifying. Number one. These are seven keys to taking advantage of what is going on with the new earth and the new heaven that is coming down. And there's a new city, and the new city is Jerusalem. And the city means sail. And we're going to break down this. I'm going to break down the word Jerusalem, just like the word Melchizedek, in a later series. So the first thing is that what we are doing, especially if you're a womb, if you are a wombed man, if you are a man with a womb, there is an attack on you, and it has been going on since the beginning of time, and it's going to continue. It's not going to lighten up, because you have the power of renewal. You have the power of birth. You have the power of back in the ancient text, a woman was called, they carried the holy womb. Even the ritual or the Eucharist or the, you know, the stuff that we practice right now is basically taken from a myth. An old story that talks about the female or the femininity or the female womb that is embodied again with this particular life force that is affected by neutrinos that is being sent by the father. Because this is called in the ancient text the fountain of life. Because inside of every womb is something that no man has. Those are the original stem cells. Now, the word father means progenitor. Men, we have progenitor cells. The progenitor cells can only produce after its own kind. But a stem cell and a neutrino that activates a stem cell inside of the female womb, it embodies the frequency of love and the original. Because remember, a neutrino is... Neutrinos come from 100 billion, billion years ago. A neutrino is a subatomic particle from the original Big Bang. In Genesis, when God said, let there be light, boom, that's a neutrino. The neutrino carries the signature of God, the big one, not the little one. And so when a neutrino, this is called the Holy Grail in ancient texts. What is the Holy Grail? The womb. The womb, brothers and sisters, when the Nephilim came down here, they saw the daughters of men and they went in, the daughters of men, not the men, the daughters of men, not the men, the daughters of men, and they went into them. They didn't go to no cave. They weren't mining gold. They were mining wombs, because the womb contains the life force. It contains the spark. It contains the essence and the presence of life. Men don't have wombs. Women do. The new wave, the new vibration, the new frequency, the new energy is the reestablishing of the goddess frequency on earth. Because there is no more temple goddesses. There is no more women. That's why they got these women. That's why the LGBT movement is so prevalent. That's why you got women freaking doing this heterosexual crap. What they call it, unisexual, whatever the hell they call it. Well, women don't even look like women no more, especially in the black community. We got black women that look like dudes. You can't even tell a woman because they want a masculine. They want women to be phallic females. And everywhere I go, I see phallic females. I see women that got balls bigger than mine. They got more testosterone than I do. Why? That's the Cosmogrator's plan. So that way you cannot be used by the Cosmos Creator, but you can be used by the Cosmos Grator, because your neutrinos that have your original, the original signature. Now remember, the only way to activate the love frequency on Earth is through the absorption of these neutrinos. Because the frequency is not on the earth. And so the Father is taking matters into his own hand, and neutrinos carry an alternative identity. Neutrinos carry a totally explicit and hidden identity. Without the neutrino, there would be no material universe. Because there is no carrier for the identity charge. Only neutrinos carry identity. And only a neutrino can carry the identity charge. Because that the system lacks. There's light, but the light lacks love. And so the next generation that is coming through the womb, God is rewiring the womb to encapsulate and guarantee that people coming into this damn planet are born with a spirit of love. This neutrino, again, based upon the science, I mean, if you guys could read some of the stuff I read, it would curl your toes. This is crazy when I look at how God uses, there's this Higgs boson that uses, again, what is called a bridge. It establishes a bridge. I mean, it is awesome. God is everything. The universe is not leaving it to happenstance. It's not up to me. It's not up to you. The universe is taking over. The universe is rewiring your genes as we speak. The universe, but the only way you can mess it up is doing exactly what the enemy is doing. He's using distractions. Remember, number one, stop calcifying and start clarifying. The only reason you're not successful, Brother Will, is you lack crystal clear focus. Do you have a clear objective? If you're listening to the sound of my voice and you don't have a clear, if you cannot give me a crystal clear objective in the areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship, You are calcified. You're not clarified. So the number one thing you got to do, clarity. You got to get clarity, brother. I don't know what clarity is for you, but you want to. I got mine written down. I look at it. I read it every day. Crystal clear clarity. And so by doing that, I am changing the subatomic particles, so that way stuff around me is that is not in line with my purpose is automatically falling off. The universe does it, because the universe, again, pairs mutual agreements that produces, again, debts of life. This is, again, like what they call the string theory. That's where it comes from. It's a string. The universe does it. So, in other words, if I'm on frequency A and you on frequency B, the universe will make sure that we never meet. The only way that we can meet, if you're on frequency A and I'm on frequency A. Now, in the past, you could be on frequency A, I could be on frequency D, frequency C, F, Z, and our paths would bump into each other across. So the universe now, neutrinos are establishing they call it a rung, R-U-N-G. It is a spectral ladder. So therefore, there are dimensions. So if you operate in hate, you can't even come hang out with me. We will pass each other, and my reticular activating system will make you invisible to me. I will walk past you, and you ever walk past somebody and they say, hey, man, I saw you at the mall. You say, really? I didn't see you. Where was you at? Oh, I was standing over there. Man, I was there, too. I'm surprised I didn't see you. Yeah, I waved at you, man, but, you know, you walked right past me like you didn't see me. Damn straight I didn't see you. We ain't on the same frequency. It happens all the time. I see people walk past, you know, money. They don't see it. I pick it up because of what? You got a poverty mentality. Your reticular activating system only lets things through your optical nerves that match up with what's in your brain. So whatever mental picture you have in your brain, your eyes only let that wave through. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Clarity. You got to have clarity, man. You got to have it. You cannot see. It's impossible. You got to change your reticular activating system. This is what I teach in the Clarinomics Temple Building and the Life Optimization Course. The first module deals with behavioral clarinomics. And that was all about what? Identifying your limiting, your negative habit pattern or your limited habit pattern. It's a pattern. It's subatomic. You don't even know it's there. It's oscillating and it's vibrating and it's undetectable by the human eye. It's undetectable by your five senses. So it's there, but yeah, you don't know it's there. So we got to make sure that we, again, address this issue because everybody else is missing it. So you have to, brothers and sisters, this is very important. Very, very important. You have to be able to over and understand that it is your job. Nobody else can do this for you but you. It is totally up to you. You have to create what is called singlets inside of quantum theory, which is you become a single standing column of waveform energy. So that way you don't pop in and out of the quantum flux. Because right now, the quantum fluctuations in the vacuum, they're pulling you in and pulling you out. That's called emotionalism. The quantum realm, you don't have enough neutrinos to hold your position emotionally in this space. You don't have enough love to maintain love 24/7. So you pop in and out. You love today, you hate to take tomorrow. Because there's not enough mental focus on love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. So it is impossible, again, to operate or vibrate on this frequency unless you're operating and vibrating in love. That is the only way that you can get clarity, brothers and sisters. That is the only way. Number two, we have to remove all, which is, again, everybody knows this, but it's important. We got to remove all, I call it excitotoxins. These are the toxins that excite the body, and it causes cellular membrane damage. Now, they are mainly pesticides and fungicides and mercury, toxic fish, basically everything that Monsanto promotes, all these genetically modified organisms, anything that you eat. Any genetically modified food causes, you know, it excites your body on a neurological level, and it excites the cells, and they bump into other cells, causing cellular damage to your membrane, to your cellular memory. Therefore, the neutrinos can't give you an identity. You got cellular Alzheimer's. On a cellular level, when you take like some deodorants, certain, you know, detergents, they got pesticides, they got fungicides, they got mercury. That causes, again, cellular membrane damage. So your cells have Alzheimer's, and when a neutrino tells you you are a son of God, the cell can't register it because it's damaged. Number one, get clarity. Number two, remove pesticides out of your diet and out of your laundry, out of your dishes, out of everything. Get rid of pesticides. Number three, this is a big one, limit or get rid of sugar, caffeine, and alcohol. Why? Those three numbs your cells. out of everything, those three are the big three. Why? They are the only three that temporarily impedes the pineal gland's function, which causes, number one, calcification. It calcifies the pineal gland. Sugar, caffeine, and alcohol. Now, I love two of those three. Well, I really enjoy two of those three. Me and alcohol, we never got along. Sugar, man, me and sugar, we've been hanging out since birth. Caffeine, we recently started hanging out with caffeine. I've been drinking more like coffee. So I got to limit that because why? It affects my brain's chemistry. It makes me feel off. But more importantly, it impedes my pineal gland's function. And it calcifies my pineal gland, which is my third eye, which allows me, again, to take on the identity that the neutrino is giving me, which is that same identity of the father. So if I don't have clarity, if I've got a bunch of pesticides, and if I'm knocking down sugar, caffeine, and alcohol, number four, this is another one for me. We've got to reduce the amount of carbohydrates, specifically simple carbs. Now, you can eat complex carbs, but the simple carbs you got to watch out for. Complex carbs, anything green, anything green. Simple carbs is primarily processed carbs, some fruits. So you want to refrain from starches. You want to refrain from simple carbohydrates because, again, it affects the pineal gland. You know, you got to stay away from anything that's, like white rice and white potatoes. You got to eat brown rice. You got to use spelt flour instead of white flour because it doesn't, again, calcify the pineal gland. So that was number four. Again, complex carbs. Stay away from simple carbs. Number five, this is a big one. Get rid of stress, all of it, today. You gotta get anything that stresses you out, you gotta get rid of it. Because stress, if you are a woman, it produces cortisol inside of the body and adrenaline. Those two chemicals are the kiss of death for women. That's why, again, it helps to promote belly fat, which again affects the pineal gland. Now, it works for men too. Stress, again, releases cortisol. It doesn't release any of the feel-good chemicals. It limits melatonin, serotonin, you know, the endorphins, all of the feel-good chemicals because, again, it's designed. Everything on earth is designed to affect the pineal gland. So cortisol and adrenaline, what does it do? It affects the pineal gland. I think that was number five. Number six, which everybody is already aware of this one, stop or totally at least limit smoking, especially tobacco, but also marijuana. Now, there's other ways to ingest marijuana from what I hear with oil and just that and the other. But a lot of people say, hey, smoking marijuana is good for you. Yeah, but it dehydrates you. And as we all know that tobacco smoke is toxic to the body, and it affects the pineal gland. Marijuana is not as toxic, but it does dry out, and it affects the pineal gland. That's number six. Again, stop smoking anything. Smoke. Even when you smoke or when we barbecue, again, not quite as bad, but again, it does have some of the same toxicity, and it is toxic because what does it do? It limits your inner light, your ability to shine. And so, again, everything affects the pineal gland. And then last but not least, number seven. And we kind of already know this. Limit, get rid of dairy and meat. You got to really limit your dairy and your meat. These seven things, again, that it helps your pineal gland, but more importantly, it helps the body's ability to receive the identity that is encoded inside of the neutrino. Everything on earth is designed to limit your... See, the father is called the Patar, which means generator. So he's sending you a frequency. He's sending you... All of the ancient shamans, they got this stuff carved on caves. And they would sit and the sun and let the neutrinos hit their body because they knew that the sun rays contained more than just heat. It's the same thing with carbon with the melanin. The sun contains photons And the photons are packages of light. And the body takes the photons and it turns it into neurophotons. So that way you can use it. And it takes the neutrinos and turn them into neutrinos. So that way your body can absorb it and use it. And so everything is designed, again, to assist you with oscillating and vibrating at your highest potential. That's why I have the Life Optimization Course. What's the purpose of the course? Help you operate and oscillate at your highest level. How do we do that? We combine biology. We can combine spirit. We combine science. Now, again, spirit and Bible is the same for me. So when I say spirit, I'm talking about, you know, the Bible, because the Bible is a spiritual book, and biology, and then we just talked about physics and science today. So brothers and sisters, again, very, very important. You want to make sure that you are maximizing, that you're optimizing your life, that you're getting out of your own way. You're allowing the universe to assist you. What are seven things that you can do today? Number one, clarity. Clarity removes this whole clutter. It removes all of this stuff. Clarity. Because when you have clarity, you got singleness of mind, you got focus, you're moving in one direction, you're on one particular frequency, all of the other frequencies drop off. Number two, remove pesticides, fluoride, chlorine, you know, bromamine, all of these stuff, anything that's produced by Monsanto, remove, get it out of your life. Number three, man, got to limit or get rid of the sugar. Got to find a healthy alternative. Caffeine and alcohol. It really slows down the system, calcifies the pineal gland. Number four, complex carbs. Limit or get rid of all of your starches and your simple carbohydrates. Number five, you got to do number five. Number five is not an option. Out of all of these, number five is the only one that's not an option, stress. You cannot do stress, not one iota, because if you cannot afford cortisol in your body, you cannot afford excess adrenaline in the body, because what that does, again, it makes the body stores belly fat, and then your gut is your first brain, and so that clouds your brain. You can't think right, so you got to get rid of the stress. It has nothing to do with diet. It has to do with your stress. The way you lose your midsection is get rid of stress. You got to get rid of stress. Number six, stop smoking. Tobacco, you know, newspaper, whatever you smoking, stop smoking it. Because, again, it's going to mess with your immune system. And number seven, very important, stop eating meat and dairy. Limit your meat and dairy, smoking. So the smoking, meat and dairy, all the same, because it affects your pineal gland and your health, and it limits the neutrinos' ability to deliver the information to the brain, so that way we can change the reticular activating system, so that way you can start operating and vibrating on love, joy, peace, instead of fear, doubt, and unbelief. So brothers and sisters, this was part two, and thank you so much for bearing with me. I know that this whole physics stuff was a stretch, but thank you so much. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Some people really are still dreaming. They are still dreaming.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circling seems firmly a virtue. Bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up, like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams, they dream, some dreams come true. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams to dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.